This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So let's move it on. Let's stay with this subject then, the same subject of our problem with the illegal immigrants in the country and the consequence of that being the fact that you have the country being infiltrated by all manner of criminal elements. Well, a huge police operation involving hundreds of armed officers, dogs, and the air wing, drones, and helicopters was brought in Mogale City in the past 3 days, resulting in the arrest of close to 200 illegal immigrants. This follows a horrific incident that happened near West Village, a dump site near West Village last Thursday. Up to 80 illegal miners were arrested and appeared before magistrates' court in Krugersdorp on charges, including illegal mining, illegal migration, possession of explosives and firearms, and attempted murder. There are reports of possible repeat deportees. In fact, over the years, it has been something that has been highlighted, that we have a revolving door syndrome where people who are deported in this country, out of the country, are back in no time. Let's find out how the new Border Management Authority is going to be dealing with this. We have on our line the Commissioner and Chief Executive Officer of the Border Management Authority, Dr. Michael Masiapato. Good morning and welcome to the Power Breakfast.
Good morning, Titi and Power listeners. Thanks for the invite.
Well, you know, the challenges that we have as a country with illegal immigrants, particularly those coming through our land borders, is well documented. I want to know what the change of approach is going to be now under the Border Management Authority. How are you doing things differently versus what used to happen before the Border Management Authority was set up, in as far as securing the borders is concerned?
Yeah, maybe let me start by saying, Titi, that we are currently in the process of getting this Border Management Authority fully established. What we are doing in the current financial year, we are doing the integration of the various functions from the various departments who had been operating in the ports in particular. And all of those functions are going to be moved into the Border Management Authority, and then we will be the single authority inside the port, together with the revenue services doing the work. But more importantly, in terms of your question, we are also going to be deploying, actually we have already deployed the first 200 cohorts of the border guards on what we call the vulnerable segments on the borderline, working together with members of the SANDF. So what is going to be done differently in this instance is that the border guard that we have deployed, and if we can talk about the Maseru Bridge fixback area, that is with Lesotho, for instance, we have deployed in that segment. There are various vulnerable segments there where we have deployed our border guards. They're going to be static, meaning that they're not going to be moving. They will be statically deployed to make sure that people don't enter the country illegally. So I do know that most of the time people say, but in as much as you deploy, on the borderline and in the ports, the horse has already bolted. We agree with that. But the principle is the Immigration Inspectorate will have to work with the police inside the country to deal with the illegal migrants in the country. We will have to make sure they do not just walk back into the country.
And how that's the tricky part, isn't it, though? I mean, unless the fences are physically secured, because, I mean, we have seen the video footage of people literally walking across the border, whether it be the border with Zimbabwe, the border with Lesotho, or the border with Swaziland. From an infrastructure point of view and all of that, is there additional resources that are going to be put in place to ensure that we don't do this? We don't have this this recurrence of people just literally walking through the fences, as I say.
Yeah, you see, Titi, and the listeners, I think one thing that is very clear is that the issue of illegal migration would not necessarily, for example, be addressed by some kind of physical infrastructure per se. Mm. Although we do agree that we will have to do some rehabilitation on some of the infrastructure around the borders, as it were. The only thing that I can indicate on that is that these infrastructures had actually been under the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. So the Border Management Authority Act, Section 38, that does indicate that that infrastructure must be moved into the Border Management Authority. So in the longer term, we will be taking care of the infrastructure and we will be rehabilitating it. But in our view, where we are sitting in terms of addressing the issue of illegal migration, especially with our immediate neighbors, is having even more conversation with our neighbors. Just this week, for instance, Titi, I had a conversation with the leadership from Lesotho, and we're engaging, on the whole issue of, illegal migrants from Lesotho, particularly on the basis of what is going on now, in the West Rand. And they are very much committed to work with us and make sure that we start addressing these issues. But the other thing, obviously, we will be deploying technology, in terms of border management, the issues of drones and all that, to make sure that we start mitigating, this whole scourge, as it were.
What happens once these immigrants or illegal immigrants are in the country now? We used to have this Lindela facility where people who had been prepared to be, repatriated or deported to back to their home countries would be, they would be sent there first and then sent over. But again, of course, you'd have the problem that they'd be put on a train, get a free ride home, and then visit with their families or do whatever they're doing in their countries and be back again. What is the new approach now? Is that what is going to what happens once these the immigrants are in the country? Does it now become a policing matter, or what happens?
Yeah, so basically there are two things, Titi, based on the question you're asking. Firstly, in terms of the ones that are already inside the country, that particular process stands, and that process is being handled by a unit within the Department of Home Affairs called Immigration Inspectorate. So they are the ones who will then work with the SAPS to be able to pick up those that are in the country illegally, and arising from that, they will be able to arrest them, working together with the police, and the process still stands. They take them to Lindela and then they process them to exit the country. But with the introduction of the Border Management Authority, one thing that will be done differently is the Border Management Authority has given a provision that 10 kilometers from the port inside the country, the Border Management Authority considered that as an extended port, which basically means that if anybody is to be apprehended around 10 kilometers from the port of entry or from the border law enforcement area, which others will call a borderline, when they are apprehended there, they are as considered to be apprehended on the port itself, and therefore the border guards will have to then administrate them straight away and be able to get them deported. So what we then do is we'll then apprehend them, take them into the port, take their fingerprints, declare them undesirable, and then deport them back into their respective countries. So in there, we do not do the Lindela aspect. So Lindela right. will be when they are already in the country, and that will not be the part or the work of the BMA, as it were.
How long do you believe it'll take you as a border management authority to be up and running and to have a fully functional system where you've aligned your systems and you have found a way to work with particularly the work that is being done by those that are physically patrolling the borders in the South African National Defence Force? I mean, where do they take their command from? Is it from you as an authority, or do they still work under the command of SANDF?
Yeah, you see, in terms of the process that we are involved in, as I've indicated, firstly being the integration process that is more inside the port itself, we are in this incubation under the Department of Home Affairs until the 31st of March next year. From the 1st of April next year, as the Border Management Authority, we will be outside the incubation. We will then operate as a standalone Schedule 3A public entity. So I will say that from the 1st of April next year, we should be up and running officially. But in terms of the capacity, in terms of dealing with the issues in what we describe as the vulnerable segments on the borderline, that particular capacity will take us a bit of time. Now, in addressing your question directly, the relationship between the Border Management Authority, the border guards in particular, and the members of the SANDF. If you check constitutionally and also within the context of the Defence Act, you'll be aware that the SANDF has a responsibility of doing the broader strategic protection and safeguarding of the country's territorial integrity. So the border guards will then be deployed in those areas where people cross. You know, these are not, it's not like a military invasion, but these are people who are subverting our immigration laws and all of those. Right. And that is where we will be deploying. And we have an implementation protocol that defines our relationship. We are not going to be commanding SANDF. They will still remain as the SANDF who just cooperate as we do.
Right. So from a listener who says, makes the point that the statistics issue is a problem, that that these people must be rotated as they start being corrupted. And he's referring to the issue of corruption. How much of a problem is corruption, how in terms of dealing with this illegal immigrants, and how are you planning to root it out?
Indeed, Titi. I mean, corruption is one of those biggest challenges. But in terms of the Border Management Authority, we have actually put some bit of measures, you know, into the space. And I think you would have been aware when we were launching the first cohort in Bait Bridge on the 14th of July. Firstly, when we were training them, we trained them obviously on issues of ethics, issues of integrity, issues of ethos. And the reason why we had to do that, we had to train them so that intellectually, they should be able to understand those issues, including issues around patriotism and all of that. But additional to that, we did a very intensive lifestyle audit on them, working together with members of the state security agency. Mm. We had actually put down their own economic profile in terms of their current status as they come into the employ. Arising from that, we should be able to monitor their economic profile through a continuous lifestyle audit to be able to pick up in instances where they then get compromised. But additional to that, we made them to take an oath which actually resembles allegiance to the Constitution, and also to make sure that they are to actually be the, you know, the eye on each other to make sure they don't get compromised.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, because all that seems like common sense stuff, but in practice, it's all very different. Dr. Mike Masiapato, Commissioner and Chief Executive Officer of the Border Management Authority, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Titi, and Power Listeners, thanks.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.